Well, Brad, you were a big part of our St. Jude Radiothon.
Well, I'm honored to be. As you know, I believe in this cause as much as any I've ever been a part of. It's truly the most impressive children's hospital in the world. And if everybody gave every dime they had to this hospital, it wouldn't be enough. It's the best charity I know of, honestly.
What was your first impression when you visited St. Jude?
You're always struck. I think everyone who ever goes is struck by the attitude of the people that work there and the children that are treated, because the children have an attitude unlike any healthy child you've ever met. There is no sort of pretentiousness or attitude of entitlement with these kids. They are so absolutely selfless, and it's really bizarre, but it's almost every one of them, I think. It's a situation where you can make that generality, that they sort of, every one of them, have that attitude. And then the people that work there obviously are pretty selfless themselves.
I think adults can learn a lot from those kids too, that because, you know, as we grow up, we get bitter, become old, you know, grumpy. But those kids, they don't know all that. They don't know a stranger. They don't know a wall. They're just kids.
They don't. They are, they're frequently asked to do horrifying, painful things. And then you'll see them moments later riding a tricycle down the hallway. And, you know, and it's something as a father that hits you when you have healthy children and you come back from St. Jude, and I feel bad for my own kids when I get back, because I have no tolerance whatsoever for whining and complaining.
It's dude, like, you're not the only one either.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you get back and you're like,
yeah.
And it's like, you little piece of, how dare you? You have no, you know, but you have to realize they don't know either. But it's really, it's the most inspiring thing to go see that.